Okay, welcome back to Words with Nerds. I'm your co-host, Murphy.
And I'm the other co-host, Molly, and this is Words with Nerds.
Words with Nerds. Not spelled wrong, we know how to spell it, that's why it's called Words with Nerds.
this is our podcast about Star Wars. Kind of almost forgot what it was about for a second, but Star Wars.
And the whole podcast is based around our favorite franchises. So in the future, we want to do Harry Potter, and send us some other suggestions. I don't really know. Yes. We haven't really watched a bunch. I mean, we have watched a lot, but
we've watched so much. But not that's like why we're doing this.
not an excessive amount where it'd be kind of like bad. But
but please
send us.
Please send us your ideas. We will bring that up in the future.
Yes.
Anywho, logistics. We have some issues, not issues. Things. We want to apologize.
Yes.
Because we told you last episode, actually the episode before that, because this is coming out after. We're releasing an episode this Wednesday, but by the time you hear this, it'll already be out.
And yeah, we apologize. But we have not been able to meet the timeline that we had put in place for ourselves before the podcast, before this one was put in. So we were not able to meet that timeline. And now we have sort of got a better timeline, I guess, that works better.
Yes. Yes, we have developed a better schedule, and we are hoping that with this new schedule, we will be able to release episodes every Wednesday. And we're not, like, if we have a problem with our schedule, we'll let you know. But we've just been really slacking, and it's been 2 months since we have recorded or even talked about this podcast, and the episode you heard last week, which we have yet to release this time right now. This is really confusing. It's hard to talk about the past when it hasn't happened yet, but the episode you heard last week was one we recorded a couple of months ago, and so that's why we were talking about how our timing issues now, because we finally have managed to get our schedule together.
Okay, so let's jump right into it. We ended the last episode with Darth Maul kind of jumping off his speeder. Like, why are you trying to run over a kid, man? Just a kid. Doesn't know Anakin yet, but he's already trying to kill him.
But it's Anakin. Please kill Anakin.
Wait, what?
Please kill him.
Why are you trying to kill Anakin?
Sorry. Because he's bad. He sucks.
Okay. I see how it is.
He's a messed up child. I looked up the actor of the person who played Anakin, and this is like his major role, and I mean, I'm sorry, but if your major role is playing Anakin in the worst trilogy,
worst trilogy.
I'm sorry,
what are you
talking
about? Prequels were the worst. Okay, I do not like the prequels.
The prequels are so bad.
I do not like. See, I know how some people are like, oh, a true Star Wars fan just likes Star Wars for the way Star Wars is. Like, of course, I like Star Wars, but I just really did not follow the plot line at all in those kind of films. It was like Frozen 2. I was like,
excuse me, Frozen 2 had Into the Unknown.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the Unknown.
What was it, Elsa talking to herself, asking her to come? Mm-mm. Mm-mm, ma'am. Mm-mm.
I can hear you.
But I won't.
Son, look for trouble. Okay, we're done. We're not.
Not gonna sing.
No more singing from Molly.
No more singing.
Yeah, but, alright, but honestly, 1, 2, and 3, the CGI, no, Yoda in CGI.
Oh god, that was bad. Okay, but let's keep on topic.
I'm sorry, but okay, but for like Yoda in 4, 5, and 6, he's basically Grover from Sesame Street, because, I mean, Frank Oz plays both of them. But, I mean, like, Yoda in 4, Wait, 5, 6, keep he's this. So we gotta nice keep this and funny. And... I'm sorry. Okay, I will talk about this later, but Yoda's definitely better in the in 4, 5, 6 than he is in 1, 2, 3, because 1, 2, 3, he's a big grump. Okay, moving on. We are going to talk about how they are going to Coruscant on a ship that
yes
they got from Naboo that got kind of badly shot at because they flew into a blockade. Okay, can I talk about how they flew into a freaking blockade and like I understand like the planet was like blocked from other places, but couldn't they have gone around to the other
yeah I know that's
the planet and freaking escape through there.
Yeah.
And then just go like around.
I know.
But no.
In every single Star Wars film, it's like just go around. It's not that hard. Like it's only on one side. It really is. Like if you want to smuggle something out, just go to the other side of the planet.
Exactly. Like I feel like the only time in the Star Wars history of Star Wars shows in Rebels is where they actually like go to the other side of the planet because they have that whole thing that we'll talk about when we do Rebels in that episode where they follow the wolves to the other yeah. side and then they're like on the other side and then they have to walk back. And I mean, I get it, like planets are big, I mean Earth is huge, so I mean like they travel to a bunch of Earth-like planets.
I mean, like, what is the reality that there's this many planets that are habitable for humans?
Very small,
but...
But, I mean, still, like, if you are having trouble landing because there's, like, the Imperials are, like, a city... on a planet, park like somewhere else and walk, because then at least you have a chance, because everyone's just like, oh, I'm just gonna land here.
But
exactly, don't go there, avoid all action sequences. Just kidding, that's what makes
okay
Star
Wars. And before we start about it, never mind, I'll save this for another episode. But
what is it, Murphy? Okay. Just give us like a preview.
Darth Vader versus Voldemort. Darth Vader ruled the whole a whole galaxy, and
but remember, Darth Vader is not the one in charge. It was the Emperor.
I know, but like, he was like ruled over an entire galaxy, and Voldemort couldn't capture a high school.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Darth Vader is stronger. Well, I mean. Like, okay, but in a duel, honestly, I feel like I'd want to be Darth Vader, because, yes, Voldemort can go like, Avada Kedavra, but,
like, force Darth Vader's just gonna... And then cut off his head.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, use your lightsaber to deflect, because that's what the Sith and the Jedi are so good at. They can, like, use their lightsaber and at the same time use their free hand to do the force stuff. Okay. So, like, I mean, especially with the Yoda versus Dooku battle, like Dooku was like, oh, lightsaber this, lightsaber that, and then also, like slamming stuff at, oh, I just hit my mic, whoops, slamming stuff at Yoda, and just, like, that's yeah. so cool, whereas Voldemort's just, like, wand this. So, I mean, honestly, I feel like a Jedi or Sith would be a wizard slash witch from Harry yeah. Potter.
Okay, now we're talking about how they go to Coruscant, and then freaking Jar Jar Binks.
Hey, I thought you liked Jar Jar Binks.
No, I do. Freaking Jar Jar Binks is like becomes the like representative.
Well, that's a mistake, because I mean,
like he doesn't become the representative, but. He oh wait, no, that's in Clone Wars.
That's in the
Attack
too.
Of the Clones.
The second movie, but
But, like, I don't really understand how Padme doesn't really give up the... doesn't really give up to Anakin that, like, she is the queen. So...
Well, I mean...
Because, like, she's gone when he comes to see her. And then... And he knows that the queen is supposed to be at, like, the hearing or whatever.
But the queen is there.
Yeah, the queen is there, but she's like, oh, Padme's gone.
Well, maybe it was, like, after the hearing, and Padme was just somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meeting. I don't know, but it is weird. And also, like, I mean, the whole thing, you gotta think that Qui-Gon knows that that's really, she's really the queen, because, like, the way he behaves
around
her. Yeah,
I feel like he's doing some force shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely some, like, mind reading going on.
Yeah, something like
Qui-Gon,
that.
Qui-Gon's all up in her head. I mean, like, if Palpatine or whatever Sith created Anakin, he can look inside of Padme's head.
Yeah.
It's okay, just,
also, like, we know that she's not really, like, one with the Force. And she's kind of one of those people who's, like, Force-influenced. So, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so she does the whole hearing. Then they go back because of the message. No, not because... Love the message, just
they
because...
go back because the Coruscant was so unhelpful. It's so funny. They, like, risk their lives to go get help from Coruscant, and then they're just like, well, do it yourself. And it's just like, wait, what? So, yeah, that's the thing that's, like, the most...
It's like that Family Guy joke. Congress was helpful?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like... it's like, okay, you go out of your way, you even pick up some rando kid, and then just, like... Oop, okay, we're not gonna help you, even though the freaking new Supreme Chancellor is from Naboo. Why?
Yeah.
Why do they elect him? I mean...
Yeah, see, they left, like, a bunch of stuff out. Like, I feel like important information that should have been shared.
Yeah, definitely. But it's just, like... Ugh, it's just so frustrating, because, like... They go to this place, and then they just get zero help, and I feel like that's just, it's just really sad, but, oh well, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if George Lucas and all the Star Wars producers sort of meant for that to happen, or if that was just kind of part of the whole thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think that it was part of the... Yeah. It was part of their whole idea of having... I think that it might have had some sub idea that... Or, like, in some poems, like, you have to really deep think. I think there might have been some deep thinking that had to be involved.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But getting into some political stuff,
politics.
Which this podcast is not about.
Fun politics. We don't care who you voted for. Yes, we do. Do you want your rights? Vote. No, I'm not going to endorse a political candidate. Anyways.
That already won.
Yeah, I know. We already see.
Or not won. I don't know who you voted.
We don't know who
you voted. I don't know who you support.
Or if you can't.
Or didn't win.
If you even live in the United States. We live in the United States. But.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't. No, we don't.
We live in Canada.
Yeah. All of you Americans better vote for the person who will give us our rights. I mean, you, because.
Okay.
Why are we...
Okay, so...
Oh my god, we're so creepy. Okay, Coruscant is a freaking planet, yet it's one huge city. That's crazy!
Yeah, it's a city built on top of a city, on top of a city. It's just like a multi-layer city.
It's
I don't think it's an actual
crazy.
Planet. Well,
but it's like
it is a planet.
It is a planet, but it's just like one giant city. Talk about pollution. Why are their skies still blue?
But they've
blue?
Done like such a good job of clean, of have keeping it clean.
Yeah, but I mean, we really notice how bad Coruscant is, like in the like the other, like the bottom layers of it, because in this new season of the Clone Wars, well, also in season 5 of the Clone Wars. Why am I saying the new season? It came out in May. Well, I guess it is kind of new, but like.
Oh man, I cried.
Me too.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We are getting off topic. We'll talk about that when
okay.
we get there.
Okay. So keep going. So Darth Maul was on Coruscant.
He was, which makes zero sense why the Jedi did not like suss him out.
Well, and also, why didn't he just stay there if he could sense that they were on Tatooine? Why did he not just stay on Coruscant to ambush them there? Because
that's true.
If he just stayed there, then he could have had his master to help them too.
That's true.
And
but I feel like they wanted to scare them where the Jedi weren't so close. Because if something like that
the
had
Jedi
happened
would probably
on
suss
Coruscant,
him out.
Yeah, if something had happened like that, all the Jedi would be there, like instant, like. They just, like, show up, all of them. And I feel like that's why they had to go and show themselves on another planet where there were, like, a couple Jedi, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, but not enough where they would, like, be destroyed immediately. Because if the whole thing had happened on Coruscant, then Maul would be dead, like, immediately. Because, I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
He's, like, not been prepared enough to, like, take on the entire Jedi like code, like the entire Jedi
order.
Thank you. It's not an army.
Okay. I know I'm having trouble spitting out words too. It's a little bit late.
Yeah.
When recording this.
It's like 9 o'clock. I'm so tired, and I woke up at 2 this afternoon. So.
Dang. Okay. So another kind of important part, like they go back, they get captured. No, they don't. They don't get captured. What do?
They go back to Naboo, and then they, like, hide in that little area and meet the Gungans, because Jar Jar's like, they'll help us!
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like...
Oh, yeah, they go to the city, and then it's, like, abandoned, so then they go to the...
little area place like, where that
yeah.
virus... COVID there, guys! The virus escapes on Naboo in season 3 of the Clone Wars. I don't know. When I watched that episode, I was like, I was thinking.
COVID-19.
I watched that episode over COVID. I watched the Clone Wars over COVID. And all I could think
oh,
about
yeah.
was, isn't that what's happening right now? So,
yeah.
But anyways, they go to that little area, and then, what's the guy's name? Boss Mass or something?
Yeah, Big Mass.
Boss Mass. He's just like, whoa, 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 and then he spits on them all.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh, I just shook off my headphones.
Okay.
Okay, that's my impression of Boss Mass. Not Boss Leone, that's from.
Oh dear.
The Clone Wars.
Okay.
Okay, they hide, they get the Gungans, then they go to the palace to recapture it while the Gungans face the droid army.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty important, that whole scene. I feel like the Gungans have a far more advanced, like, they could have succeeded a lot better than what they did.
Yeah.
Like, why not just line the whole outside of the barrier with, like, those little bombs or whatever, right as they all walk in, just blow it all up, or just, like, not wait to attack them, and just kind of lob the things over. It doesn't make really much sense.
I feel like the problem...
why they did it.
Yeah, the problem they had no guns.
But I feel like they could have done it a little bit better.
Yeah, they could have done it better, because, yeah, they just, like, set up the shield and just stood there and waited, and it was kind of like, really, you can, like, yeah, you're right. They should have done something better to, like, at least lure them in, because once they realize, once, like, the droids realized they couldn't penetrate the shield wall, then they started advancing forward, and you're right, they should have had, like, a bomb wall right where the shield was, because they lured them in, practically, but then with nothing at the other end.
Yeah, well, that's fine to lure them in, because then they can't get shot by the tanks, but yeah. it would have been better, I feel like, if it wasn't a complete massacre, if they had actually been able to fight back.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of better techniques or military tactics that they could have put in place that would have been a lot more effective than just kind of waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go in, free the pilots, everything.
Oh man, they free the freaking pilots, and Anakin's like, I'm gonna hide in here.
I mean, didn't Qui-Gon tell him to hide in there?
Yeah, well, they said to go hide somewhere, and he was just like, oh, I'm gonna hide in this plane that I saw.
And it was a coincidence that R2-D2 was there too.
Yeah, everything is so coincidental in Star Wars, and I mean, that's what makes it Star Wars, but then it just becomes so predictable.
But then, because it's coincidental, you have to look at the underlying things, like, the whole franchise would not have happened if they had not put the barricade in place. Who put the barricade in place? The Sith Lord.
The Sith did.
Palpatine, who shot the plane, forcing him to land on Tatooine and finding Anakin. The barricade put in place by Darth Sidious. So the whole thing was, like, planned out ahead of time. Anakin was force made by somebody. I don't really know who. Please tell us in the comments.
He's not the god child, he's the opposite, the devil's offspring.
Yeah.
Except his mom, his mom is so nice. Gotta love his mom. Except she's also stupid. But I mean, she's really nice, so.
How is she stupid, man? Well,
like, I mean, inviting strangers into her home, she doesn't know these guys.
Oh.
And then
I mean, it is a different universe, so there might be a little bit different customs. They're also slaves.
That's the other thing. And I mean, at least she's trying to, like, make her son happy during the slavery time, and I get that. But I mean, letting your son be—I mean, Qui-Gon also bought him and then freed him. So I mean, I guess that's another thing too.
Yeah. I mean, she's always going to let people in now because the people she let in freed her son, so now she's going to let in people all the time.
Yeah.
But still, like, freeing everything is so coincidental, and it was all planned out if you really look into the details. And it's just crazy how he thinks of that kind of stuff. Because you know George Lucas and the producers and the writers of Star Wars thought about every single detail, and they planned it all out, which that to me is crazy, like how you plan that out in advance and then you can tie it back when you make the other films, like I don't know how many years later they made the prequels.
I think it was like 20 years later.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But and I mean, like, they did plan it out really well, and I mean, I feel like the way they set up, like, everything coincidentally, but then you gotta look at it, like, you're right, Palpatine is the one causing all this to happen, and I feel like he has it made, because no matter what side wins, he wins. Either as Palpatine.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel
if the set,
you're right, like,
yeah.
It's just, no matter what happens, he's gonna win, and he knows that, and that's, like, what makes it so kind of scary. Like, everyone's like, who's this Sith Lord? And Palpatine's like, let's beat him. The win or fail.
I'm a little bit confused. Does Dooku know that he's the Chancellor?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And I was And yeah,
definitely he knows, because looking,
oh yeah, like, obviously, yeah,
like in the third movie, because remember when Palpatine's like, kill him, and then Dooku looks at him like, wait, what? That's not part of the plan. Like,
yeah.
And then Anakin's like, oh, I shouldn't. And then Dooku's just like, but it's
just kind of, he almost like, if I've seen this thing where they like, slow it down frame by frame, and Dooku like opens his mouth right before he, Anakin chops off his head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's pretty. Okay, we gotta save it.
We gotta save it for the next stuff.
So what do? They go and blow up the ship. Big battle, space battle. I do not understand how freaking droids that are programmed to hit stuff cannot hit a freaking,
because they're stupid.
Like, child.
They're,
he's
stupid.
A freaking child. He's only raced pod racers.
The Separatists are stupid.
Like, freaking blow him up. Then you all won't die.
Yeah.
You all will not die. Jedi will not die. The Jedi Order will live. If you freaking hit your shots, kid. Hit your shots,
kid. Oh, the Jedi Order is just... Oh, they're just... No. And, like, it's... But, I mean, Anakin's just like... Now, like, he's just like, oh, I'm going and I'm gonna hit this. And then he's like, why are you singing?
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. But I mean, then the whole line, that line has now become a thing. It's like, oh, it's, he's just like, oh, now this is pod racing. And I'm just
now
like,
this
cringe.
Is pod racing.
It's just like cringy.
The meme. Please. The meme.
Please stop, Anakin. We don't want you. Go away.
Okay, the fight on Tatooine.
Naboo.
Between Darth Maul.
Qui-Gon, why did you have to die? I mean,
I know,
I understand why, but, like...
Why can't they do that, like, speed shit that, like, they did on the cruiser, you know?
Right.
Why can't Obi-Wan just, like, pull out Flash Metrics 101 and just, like, zoom his way into the...
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Like, when there's droids shooting at you... No, you can go really fast, but like when you can deflect the bullets, you can go fast. But when your master's life is on the line,
no.
It's not. No, I don't need to do that.
But I mean, Qui-Gon had to die in order for the storyline to like fit in, and I mean,
I wish he'd survive.
Me too. I mean, I feel like he would have been a great addition in the Clone Wars series, and then just,
he,
like,
I think, yeah. I think that Qui-Gon was the only person that could really have sensed out that Darth Sidious's powers were growing. I think that's the only person that could have really done it.
Yeah.
So I think that he had to be eliminated from the picture in order for Sidious to grow to power.
Yeah.
And when Anakin was committing the mass genocide, he was just like,
yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mace Windu, how your hands doing, man?
It's just like, bro, Mace, do you want to,
yeah,
like, not die going off, just getting thrown out of the window by this
That was, why are you dying after getting thrown out a window?
We
like,
have to say that for
now.
The other movie. Wow, sorry, we are spoiling so much of future movies. If you are, like, never... ever watching, like, if you have never watched Star Wars before, don't listen, you should not be listening to this.
Yeah, don't listen.
We've been spoiling so much of the future shows, but I don't know.
Okay, like, but
okay, anyways, I want to talk about why the heck is Sidious so old. Like, okay, I get it, he's like, yeah, he's this Dark Lord and whatnot, and I mean, I understand his master was the one who figured out how to stop people from dying, so maybe he used that knowledge to save himself. But he's so old, and he just doesn't die, and it's really bothering me. Just please,
he
die.
Is like, he has like the biggest brain out of anybody.
Yeah, even Yoda, because Yoda doesn't even know about him, which is really sad, like, it's shocking.
I wonder what he, what he thinks, Sidious thinks, every single time he comes, like, face-to-face with Yoda. Like, he's like, oh, shit, is this the time he's gonna find out that I'm, like, the big, like, the Dark Lord of the Sith? Like, I'm the one that's right underneath your nose and I'm gonna kill you all?
Right, yeah.
It amazes me how you can have so much power and use it.
I feel like he knows that he has to keep his cool. And I feel like, and yeah, you're right. He probably is like, can't do this. And like, this is so awkward. But at the same time, like, he has it all planned out. And he's always like a couple steps ahead of everyone because he's on both sides. He's the head of both sides of the armies that are fighting. And that's what makes up the entire first trilogy. And that's crazy. Like, this is like a game for him. He's just, okay, you move this. It's like playing chess against himself. And that's what's so funny. Like, and the Jedi are watching and not, like, realizing. They're just like, wait a second. Something's not right.
Yeah, it... The Battle of Geonosis is, like, two pawns right in front of each other.
Yeah.
Not able to move. Not able to attack. Yeah. It's just...
Oh, man. Sidious is just so freaking powerful, and it's crazy. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is, but...
Oh, wasn't it convenient that Obi-Wan lost his lightsaber, did a force jump, grabbed the other lightsaber, and then just went chink in half?
Yeah, but he's like... High ground doesn't always work, so why did they put that in it?
Yeah.
The high ground. Anakin, I have the high ground. Oh, shit. No. You can just grab that lightsaber right behind me.
Oh, my God.
And then chop me in half. Oh, man, I'm gonna have to play a meme in the third... For the third movie episode. There's a... Are you dumb or just fucking stupid?
Oh my God.
I've trained you for 17 long ass years. And you don't know that I can whoop your ass on the high ground. It's pretty funny. Alright, we're gonna have to bleep that out because we don't want to get monetized.
Well, I'll just put the explicit thing on the thing. That's fine. Explicit noise.
Explicit noise. Explicit.
If you're a child, don't listen to this. There's bad words. Yeah.
if you kid, do not listen.
Oh dear. Also, if you are 18 plus, we're not even 18. I mean, yes, we are. What?
This content is only for 18-year-olds.
Oh my God.
And older.
Oh dear.
So if you're listening, you're automatically 18.
Oh, wow. I didn't get to vote. No, I should have got voted. Just kidding.
You're 18 in spirit, not in mind.
In spirit? Thank you.
You're 18.
Not in mind?
Yeah.
Wait, don't you mean like not like, like I'm, never mind. You know what? We're done. We're done.
No, you're still 7-year old mind. You still have 7-year old mind.
I'm still 7 years old.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my God, we're so off topic. That's funny.
I think viewers will like this though. Like,
yeah.
Us getting off topic.
Wait.
I think that's funny.
Yeah. I think that is.
Please tell us in the
comments. Please tell us
if there's comments.
No.
Or just, no, DM us on Instagram.
DM. No, I don't.
DM us on Instagram right now.
Yes, please.
Tell us how you liked the episode. Tell us what you want us to do more of. I don't know. Are we funny? Are we not? I want to know. What can we do to make it more funny? What can we do to make it more entertaining? What do you want us to talk about? I mean, I feel like we kind of ended the movie, right? Oh, I forgot one part. Mace Windu at the end. He's a different guy.
What?
Have you never noticed that?
At the end, Mace Windu,
when they're walking out of the, like, the big, huge, like, Jedi thing, he's a different guy. There's a different guy that plays him.
What?
Yeah. A different guy plays Mace Windu.
Okay, I'm looking
for
this
like,
up.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I want to see this. And
it is freaking funny.
Oops, I spelled scene wrong.
It's fine. I've spelled the wrong before. So, I've spelled the word wrong before.
Oh, that's...
So... Yeah?
Menace... Different... Guy.
Mace Windu. Mace Windu be looking a little bit different there.
Oh, dear.
It's not, like, that much different. It's not, like...
Who is the character
from... It's not like Dave Filoni tried to play Mace Windu.
Oh, my God,
Mace
wait,
Windu.
It's...
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
it's
God.
That guy.
Oh, okay.
It's that guy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Oh, man. I'll put a picture of that on Instagram just for because...
Yeah, don't...
Just so
don't,
you guys can see it.
Don't have any context. Don't give it any context.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I'm just going to put it
on
and
Instagram.
Say, listen
see,
to
only
next
our,
episode. And then when you guys
only
listen,
our
you'll
listeners.
Understand. Only...
Only our listeners will understand.
And then I'll put, like...
Only the true fans. Only the true fans.
Will understand. And then I'll put, true like, fans. If you know, you know. Okay, so if you're listening... If you're still listening and you haven't, like, given up on us, and you see our Instagram page, and you're like... And you see this, and at first you were like, what? And now you understand.
We're following us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. I think we've
talked
about so much. We have 12 followers.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. I deleted TikTok, so I'm not the one running the account.
You deleted TikTok?
I did.
Why?
I know. I felt like I was on it too much, and
that's
I
good. That's a good
felt
thing.
Like I needed to get a little break from it, so I have not been on TikTok for like the last 3 months. It has felt really good.
That's good.
I'll be straight up honest. I have missed... You know, seeing, you know what? I'm just going to stop.
You should just stop. Yeah.
No,
I mean,
I have, there were some funny guys on there.
Yeah.
Like, some funny. Yeah.
I mean, I, like, I have TikTok still. I should post TikToks, like, Star Wars-themed TikToks.
Oh, I did like, post Star Wars TikToks. Did not do that well.
I know.
Did
you posted a bunch of Battlefront ones, and I liked one of them. I felt really bad because you have zero likes for this one. You had like two on one.
Man. Oh man, you gotta throw me under the bus in front of everybody? Come on.
Oh, I'm
man.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Come on. No. I'm gonna post this on my Instagram. I'm gonna be like, yo, my 300 followers, go listen to. Or no, I have like 400 followers.
Oh, wow, God, Murphy, so way much. To be popular.
That's so many. That's so many. 400. Oh my gosh. I'm so popular now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Molly,
yeah.
I'm not.
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
Oh my god. Okay.
No, I'll plug this in. We'll gain some more listeners. You know, you gotta follow. You gotta.
What are we even talking about? This is nothing to do with Star Wars.
Well,
we're just talking about how popular we are.
This is the end of the episode.
Are we actually done? Okay, I guess we're done.
I feel like we are. We've been recording for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus the 17
plus the
minutes that
we
plugged. We
had. Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
We recorded twice because Murphy had to go to freaking dinner. Oh God, Murphy. It's all Murphy's fault.
Hey, man. Okay. I get it.
It's fine.
It's
you know
okay.
what though?
No.
We should just post random stuff about Star Wars on our Instagram page.
We should. Go like it. Go follow it.
Yeah. We will. I will be posting like okay.
Like it up.
We are gonna start posting more. I'm gonna post a picture of this later tonight.
Oh yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's the stickers. Look at these stickers. Like, okay. Oops.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
From the Mandalorian.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw it at the store and I was like, yes, I want it. And it was also only $3.
Molly, you're
it was
going to $3. The store right now?
Okay.
In COVID
I wore
time?
My mask.
No, I'm kidding. I go to work.
I know.
I'm working
you
right
work.
Now.
Freaking, you have a job. I want a job. But I'm not going to get one until COVID's over.
Yeah, I know. We wear masks during work.
For 8 hours? That sounds so much. Is it 8 hours or is it like 5 hours? How long do you work?
It's 5 hours. And we wear masks the whole time.
Oh my god. Okay, he's shaking his head. That's a visual bit.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
They can see me. question.
For legal reasons, he is not shaking his head.
Come on, Mark. Yeah, for legal reasons, that's the joke. You know what? Next episode, we should screen record the whole thing. We should screen record the Zoom call, and then we should put it on YouTube.
Okay, sure. Except, I mean, okay, sure. Why not?
That'd be pretty cool.
That'll be fun. We'll let you know if we just can't have our last names.
We just can't have our last names.
Oh, that's true. Then I'll just like change our names like before we start screen recording. Oh, speaking of next episode, what are we gonna do next week, Murphy? We haven't talked about this. I guess we should talk about it.
Are we
gonna do
the second movie? Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Clones. Okay. Okay. Cool.
We're doing Attack of the Clones next week.
Next week.
You know, it's gonna be. It's gonna be
fun.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
We will see you next week.
Next week, yes. We will see you next week.
Next week. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And bye. Bye.